Magic.
And the world of illusion.
Magic TV.
And Craig Petty. Proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
So it is the run-up to Blackpool 2023, the 2023 Blackpool Magic Convention, promising to be the biggest and best one yet. And all this week, I have been interviewing the movers and shakers and the people in the dealer hall that everybody wants to see. People are bringing out all their latest and greatest tricks. And I am super excited. I have two people with me today. I have Colin Klaus and I have Kev G, who between them are two of the nicest people in magic, two of the most talented people in magic. They can do it all, but when you see them in a dealer hall, they are focused primarily on Rubik's Cubes, because these are the two best Rubik's Cube magicians that I know of, and I love their material. It's brilliant, and I think that they're going to be bringing it at Blackpool this year. Can't wait to hear what they're going to be having and what's going to be going on the stand. But let's have a chat and find out. Kev, Colin, how are you guys?
Hey, yeah, we are awesome, Craig. Yeah, really looking forward to this chat. Really looking forward to explaining like, what we've got going on this year at Blackpool. I'm excited. Let's get started.
And how are you, Absolutely. Colin? You okay, mate?
Yes, good. So excited to be at Blackpool again this year. This is the second year running that we're actually going to be at Blackpool selling the refractor project, so I couldn't be more chuffed.
That's amazing. Well, I want to find out everything that you're going to be promoting on the stand. For people that don't know, I'm going to give people just spend 30 seconds giving them a frame of reference. Colin and Kev run an online platform called Refractor, which is absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, the number one learning resource if you want to become a Rubik's Cube magician. It literally holds your hand and takes you step by step through everything. It'll teach you how to solve a Rubik's Cube. It'll teach you more algorithms that you know what to do with. There's so much unique and different stuff. If you want to find out more about Colin and Kev, both of these gentlemen have done interviews with me on the channel before, and I've also done a review show special on the Refractor project when it was nowhere near as big as it is now, because every year it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think at some point it's going to become like, just it's going to take over the internet. So that's what the Refractor project is. But on their stand, they do a lot more than just the Refractor project. There is a lot more as well. But let's start off by talking about the Refractor project, because at Blackpool last year, I think you had three volumes or something, or maybe four volumes. I think you're up to six volumes now. Do you want to talk to me about what the Refractor project is and what's been added to it in the last year to make it as big as it is right now?
Cool. Yeah, yes. I'll let Colin sort of get stuck in. He can start us off.
Go for it.
Right, on the spot. So basically, the Refractor project is all about gimmickless cube magic. It is the idea that me and Kev love impromptu cube magic rather than using the gimmicks. I mean, the gimmicks are great, sort of, don't get me wrong, but we also think there's a place for just going out with one cube, or you know, one cube and a, say a mini cube, and just being able to fry people with just that. And I think we proved that you can with this project. So as you rightly said, last year we had volumes 1 to 4, which kind of gives you the basics. A volume 5, this year we're bringing out volume 5 and 6. Volume 5 is all about mixing magic, with cube magic, with playing card magic. And we worked out a way of getting revelations of playing cards on a cube, and we've come up with 10 different revelations. And on that project, there's also a bunch of routines that just to get you started. On volume 6 is basically all the stuff that we've kind of kept to ourselves that we weren't going to release, but we've kind of been working on over the last 8 to 10 months, and I'm really proud of it. There's some really exciting stuff on there, and there's some quite different stuff on there as well. And a lot of them use the principles that we've come up with in volumes 1 to 4, basically. And so this just is the perfect sort of. I was thinking it will probably be our final volume, but me and Kev have already spoken about new stuff, so it's going to carry on. But that's the basics of it at the moment.
Just to give people a frame of reference, by the way, you guys swore blind to me that it wasn't going to go on beyond 3 volumes, then 4 volumes, then 5 volumes, then 6 volumes. I don't believe a word you're saying. Once bitten 15 times shy. I know this thing is going to go on forever. We're going to be having a phone conversation or something in 15 years in a dealer hall where it's like, no, we're not going on past volume 396. That's it. That's the last one. We're done. Yeah. Nobody believes you anymore. Here's the question, guys. For anybody watching this that's not into cube magic or hasn't done any cube magic before, is it overwhelming? You know, like the refractor project, you're talking about all of this different stuff on there. Is it overwhelming, or is there a good learning curve? Is there a good way to actually kind of come in and start as a rank amateur beginner and kind of work your way up?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you don't already know how to solve the cube, we do have some tutorial videos for that, but there are plenty online that you can find out yourself anyway. And the way we've kind of like restructured the site a little bit, so now you access individual volumes. So you go to volume 1 and there's individual tutorial videos for each of the elements. So each of the techniques or moves is a separate video for those. And to go along with that, I've also produced a learning journey, which is kind of like a map showing you like where you should go to next and how you can progress through all of the different videos and the different volumes and how they link together as well. So that's kind of all there for you. And there's also a document showing, well, if you want to be able to do this routine, you need to have learned X, Y, and Z. So it's all sort of hopefully like really clear what you need to learn to be able to do the different routines and perform the different bits of the material. And as I said, each video is kind of its own little thing. So you can just download that onto your device and watch that little video. When you're happy with it, you can move on to the next one. So hopefully the way that it's set out is really easy just to be able to dip in and dip out and learn what you want.
Amazing, amazing. And outside, and we'll get back to the Refractor Project in a minute, but outside of the Refractor Project, there's always a lot more stuff on the stand as well. Now, one of the things that I have been reliably informed by Ryland is that the cubes that you can buy from the Refractor booth are the absolute best Rubik's cubes on the market for a magician. He has told me this, so it has to be true. Is this right?
Well, I think every time we've had a stand at every convention, Ryland's been up to it. And I'm like, Ryland, you don't need any more cubes, mate. And he's like, I do. And he's like, Dad, and he's got a pile of cubes. And every time you've bought some from us, I'm sure it won't be any different this year. But we have got a few other bits and bobs on the stand this year. So one of them, which I was hoping to have more, but I've got a really limited amount of these. In fact, there's only going to be 4 on the stand. And it's not for everybody, but I mean, you might see this now and think, oh, like, you know, Ryland might love this. But we've got some of these little guys. All right. And basically what this is it's a Funko Pop, which are those vinyl figures. And this is a limited edition version, which is actually Rubik's branded. And this was released last year in New York at a convention, a Funko Pop convention. And there's a limited number of these, so they're limited edition as well. I had to import these from America and it cost me an arm and a leg in A, postage and B, import tax. So we've got a few of these, but as well as just having these, because this is like a cool thing anyway, but we've also got the algorithm that comes with it. So you could use this as like a matching finale. So then you can match the cube to this little guy as a finale to your routine. So this could just be like a cool little thing that you have on, you know, for like a parlor set or stage show or something. Cool. But we've got the algorithm that will match that. So we've got that on the stand. We've got some cubes in jar in these really interesting jars. I think they look really cool and unique. Now, on the stand, I've got them in different stacks. So if you've learnt different stacks in the project, I've put the stack in the jar. So you can, again, this could be like a revelation you could have. If anybody's got a specific stack they want in a jar, one of these cool jars, they can just get in touch with me and let me know, and I can bring that with me to Blackpool. And then we've also got some freebie dealers this year. So we've got a ton of stuff depending on what you purchase. So I'll just run through a few of the items. So we've got some cube bags. These are the kind of like the perfect bags to have at a gig, to have your cube in and stuff. So this is all free stuff that comes with purchases. That we've got an ice crystal cube. Now this is an actual working cube, but similar to like the crystal cube that you can have at an Android thing, this is an actual working cube and looks like an ice cube, so that's really cool. So that's another freebie that comes if you get the whole Refract project. We've got some cube stands in the bundle. We have got some reveal badges, so you've got a reveal of a stack on the badge. We've got some cards, so you can just go in your wallet. Again, this has got, we've got a couple of different stacks of these, which you've got the front and back of the stack. So this could just be something you have in your wallet. And if you wanted to do a matching effect to that, so that's in there. We mentioned we've got the refractor cubes. So we're gonna have a ton of those on the stand as well. So cube-based stuff. Collins also, we've also got the key rings. So those really cool key rings that I think you picked one up last time, which are in the little acrylic shell.
Little see-through holders, they look great.
Yeah, we've got, and we've also got some other little freebie, like mini cubes as well, which come in sort of a little bundle package. So I think that's all like sort of like the cube-related extra bits that we've got on the stand this year.
Wow. And all of that stuff, if somebody's already a member of the Refractor Project, can they pick those things up individually? Could they buy like an ice cube, for example? Asking a friend, me.
Yeah, we have got a few, we've got a limited number, but we have got a few extra. We've got some like bundle packages all kind of made up. We have got a few extra of those cubes. So we have got those available separately. If like you look at that and go, oh yeah, that's really cool, I want one of those. And we've got deals on the packages as well. So the packages are the like cheapest price you can get them anywhere, because even though they're discounted on the website, when you get the bundle deals, they're slightly cheaper at the convention as well. So it's definitely worth coming to see us and get it at the convention. You're gonna get
it. And it's worth telling to people as well that when you join the Refractor Project, it's not like a subscription service where you lose access after a month if you don't pay again. You pay once and you've got access to this stuff forever.
Yeah, that's right. And you can sign up for free to access all of the cube solving tutorials for free. So you get access for that, even if you don't want to purchase anything. And then if you're kind of like, you look at those tutorials and think, oh yeah, I like the way these are shot, I like the way that they're taught, because that will give you an idea of the rest of the videos, then you can decide and you can add on and you can purchase one or more of the volumes, and then you'll get access to those onto your account, and they'll just be added on next time you log in.
That's great. That's amazing. Outside of cube magic, is there, because I'm currently putting the finishing touches to a review show special that I'll be doing. It's going to be going on the site, going on the channel after Blackpool, and it's all on your book.
Yeah.
So which is amazing. I don't want to spoil too much because obviously I'm doing a review on it. But what other stuff that's non-cube related do you have on your booth? Because a lot of people think it's only cube stuff with Colin and Kev, but it's not. There's a lot of other stuff. Oh, look, you know, Colin, for example, is, you know, as far as I'm concerned, one of the best coin magicians in the world. So what else? Yes, you are. Don't shake your head. You know you are. So what else have you got going on the stand as well?
The main thing that we're focused on is the cube stuff, but I'm going to bring a few items of mine along, one of which being the book. So I will have my book with me. And I don't think I gave you one of these before, Craig, but there's also a bookmark that comes with it now. And that has got a QR code on it, so you can access all the performance videos. So you can just see what these routines look like being performed to a live audience at a gig. So I am going to have some copies of those. I'll probably also bring a few bits of some of my other products. So I've got Boxer, which is a double color changing deck. And then you can use your deck for whatever. So I'm going to have some copies of those. So that's the gimmicks that are all made up in there. I've then got my Effect Aperture, which comes with some specially printed cards. Again, I've got I've also filmed a full tutorial for this as well. So they'll get the link to view that. But that's a really fun little thing. I do that at all my gigs, especially where if it's like a group of young kids. For the specific reveal, but I do have another reveal in there as well. And then there is something new that I've been working on, kind of in collaboration with Lord Harry. Now, I know you saw his lecture at the Magic Circle. Now, he had a routine on there called Mini Me, which I saw and I absolutely loved that. And I've come up with a gimmick for it. So here it is. This is Minify. I've come up with a gimmick for it. Now, what this allows you to do, it allows you to do that routine, but you do not need to do any palming or any sleight of hand, really. It kind of, you can have this in your deck. Whenever you want to perform it, you can perform it and do the revelation and then carry on just using your deck as normal. It's
really,
yeah, it's wicked. It's really, really cool. So that's kind of something that we're going to, it's kind of under the radar at the moment, but something we're going to be demoing at Blackpool, kind of maybe like in the Ruskin or whatever, see what the interest is for that. But it's a really, really cool gimmick, which I'll have some copies of that with me as well. And maybe some other little bits. I'm not too sure yet.
Glad to see you're organised with all this, Kev.
Well, I'm organised all the cube stuff. All the cube stuff is good and set to go. I can't make it on the Friday because I've got to work. So Colin is going to be manning the stand on his own on the Friday.
Oh, I'm going to be.
I know.
Tomorrow, Ryland. He knows most of the refractor stuff.
Oh, yes, that would be amazing. Yes, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, I think you'd love that. Awesome. But you're going to be there on the Saturday and the Sunday, Kev. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be there Friday evening, so I'll be on the stand Saturday and Sunday, yeah, for sure.
And the most important question, I know you kind of mentioned it earlier on, but I'm going to reiterate it again in case people are glossing over. There are deals to be done if somebody comes over and wants to buy everything, wants the whole refractor project and some cubes and they want to become a cube magician. There are deals to be done on the day, right?
Yeah, there are indeed. We'll have those. We've got like little poke A4 printout things with all the information on when you come to the stand. And if you haven't seen any refractor project before, we'll like then stuff off volumes 1-4. If you've got 1-4 or seen that and you want to see what's in volume 5. Now, volume, as Colin said, volume 5 focuses on like having a reveal on the cube. So it could be a playing card. If you're into mentalism, it could also be like some initials of a person, or it even could be a number. Now, some of these are limited, and the thing about it is that we're using one cube, but you can have two things on the cube, if that makes sense. So it's not just a cube with one thing on. You have got, like, for example, the Jack of Clubs or the Ten of Hearts. And that is just on a single cube. And we've come up with a system whereby you're not having to learn a specific algorithm to be able to get into that specific reveal. We've come up with a system that allows you to just learn in a few short moves. You can get into all of these different combinations. So we can easily get in and get out of all of the reveals without having to have. So once you've learned some of the key little moves, I haven't had to memorize an algorithm as such. It's just looking at the cube and you know kind of like what to do. That's
they
the best
basically use
it. Go on, Colin.
Well, I was just going to say they use cube algorithms that you already use to solve a cube. Mm. So we sort of went down that route. These are algorithms that you should know anyway. And even if you don't know them, they're going to be really useful to learn and help you solve the cube faster. So that's what makes this system so usable and so much easier to learn from.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, your tutorials will run for its money, because I think there's about 5 hours worth of videos, you know, all of the individual videos if you wanted to get through them. But the other great thing about it is that if you don't do any cube magic and you do card magic and you're looking for something where you want to sort of introduce doing cube stuff, and you're already confident with some of your card routines, you could easily sort of add the revelation of the cube into your card set. So on the project, there's a card under cube routine. And again, if you already do like card under box or something, it's using similar kind of concepts. And you could, if you already do a routine like that, you could probably add additional phases or other moves to extend that or make it shorter. I've just kind of put a really simple basic routine on there, which you could just sort of pick up and do straight away. And then there's other revelations, like there's like double card selections, and we came up with a way to be able to reveal two different cards on the same cube. That's the one that I love the most. That's the one that I use all the time. And then we've got a few mentalism things as well. We've even got Mark Spellman on the project doing a mentalism type revelation of a playing card, which is really cool. And then, as I said, it doesn't stop with that. You could do initials for people. You can do numbers. So I also had it when I was doing a 40th birthday party, and I put a cube in a jar like this. I was doing Henry Harris's cube in jar, right? But the cube that they had actually had 40 on the cube. So they had this gift of a cube in a jar, but when they actually looked at it, they saw it had 40 on it. It was their 40th birthday. And I thought, you know, you could just add little touches like that to stuff that you already do.
That's amazing. Talking about Henry Harris, he must hate you too.
No, I am friends with Henry, and I've kind of like passed stuff by him. But I mean, he, although he does cube stuff, he's more focused on the gimmicks things. Mm. Whereas we've kind of tried to carve our own little niche in that we're doing stuff where you don't need the gimmicks. Yeah, that they can make things easier, depending on what you do. But really, me and Colin both do close-up gigs. You know, that's what we mainly do. So we wanted to be able to just have a single cube on us and not have to worry about all these other things. Go and perform loads of cube magic. Be able to just go, yeah, you can check that out. We've got nothing, there's nothing to hide. And then, you know, be able to go and do that again and again and again.
You guys are brilliant. You guys are amazing. And it's always a big buzz around your booth. You've always got people like 5 or 6 deep, desperately trying to grab their hands on some cubes. You know, cube magic's become so popular these days. More and more people are doing cubes than ever before. I think it's only going to get more and more popular. And, you know, you guys are leading the front when it comes to magic with Rubik's Cubes. It's awesome to see.
Thanks. And just something that popped in the head I would mention is that the World Championships was held in Coventry this year. And it was like Max Park and Tim Owen had gone a lot there. They've got the world record for like the fastest cube stars. I contacted them. I went and set up my refractor stand there because and this wasn't to like sell the refractor project, but more that I wanted to go and perform all my material and see if it, you know, it passed the test of performing two cubers. And it was crazy because I had so many people watching me and like really interested and just loving the performances and loving the effects and stuff. And some of them, like they were fooled. They didn't know how I did certain things. Even though, you know, like they kind of, they look at Cube and they know how to solve it and what to do. And I got some really great feedback from loads of people. And I was going, I was just asking, oh, well, how long does it take you to like legitimately solve the Cube? And they're like, 6 seconds or like 5 seconds. Like, how? And I said to this other guy, how fast can you do it one handed? He's like, 9 seconds. And so to get the feedback of those Cubers who were like amazing. Was great as well, and it just proved to me that actually, you know, even Cubers are still impressed with the routines and the magic element of Cube stuff.
That's amazing, guys. I can't wait to see you at Blackpool. I know you're going to absolutely smash it. But Colin, Kev, thank you so much. If people, by the way, can't get to Blackpool and they're not going, where can they go to get this stuff?
Okay, so you can head over to our website, and there's a video for each volume explaining exactly what it contains. So you can either get there by going to www.rubikscubemagician.co.uk or refractor with a K. So that's refra. K-T-O-R, I can't even remember now off the top of my head, refractor with a K, .co.uk. You can also access the website that way, so whichever's easiest for you to remember.
Brilliant. So guys, do me a favour, leave a comment down below, let Kevin and Colin know that you're coming over to see them. If you don't, go check out their website. But seriously, if you've ever considered about getting into Cube Magic, if you've ever wanted to get into Cube Magic, or if you're wanting to take your Cube Magic to a next level, you need to go and check these guys out because they are awesome. Guys, one more time, thank you so much for jumping on the channel.
Cheers, man. Appreciate it.
Guys,
it's been a pleasure. Been an honor.
Colin, you're amazing. Guys, I'll see you again soon with another video tomorrow. Thanks very much for watching. On behalf of Colin and Kev and the whole of the Refractor Project, we'll see you again soon. My name's Craig from Magic.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast.
Magic.
Be sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel.
Magic TV.
Which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV. Or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.